Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
What did the receiver say to the football?
What?
Catch you later!
Ha ha! Nice one, little buddy. It's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. I'm Steven.
Yes,
Isaac. I'm Isaac.
And Ethan, the jokester here. That was pretty good, dude. That was pretty good. Pretty good. Well, hey, divisional rounds are over. We're just flying through
the football season here.
It's
fun.
Yeah, and going into championship weekend, which is one of my favorite weekends. This type of year, or time of year, though, even though I love the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl, even though I love championship weekend, what I do not like about this type of time of year, I keep saying type of year, but time. What I do not like about this time of year is there's no Monday night football. There's no Thursday night football. And football is almost over. There's only a couple more weeks of football,
yeah.
Ethan. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, it's been a ton of fun watching football, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, anyway, we did some picks. We talked about teams that we were hoping were going to win last week. We'll dive into these games that happened, these four games. Did not exactly turn out the way that I thought it was going to be. Ethan, you did pretty good with some of your picks. Who won? Yeah. Who got all of the picks right in our family?
Oh, in our family? No one.
No one got the picks right? No one got all of them right?
Yeah.
That's sad.
What?
But I got some good news for Isaac.
What?
Ooh.
Isaac won 3, and the rest of us won 2.
Man, mm-hmm. Isaac got 3 of them right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through those. The Texans and the Ravens. Game 1, Texans and Ravens. I kind of figured that the Ravens were going to win,
mm-hmm.
but I went for the Texans. I was thinking that maybe they would pull up an upset and somehow scrape through. And at the beginning of the game, it kind of looked like it could go either way. And then the Ravens just totally just flew all
That's
over
right,
that.
Yeah.
Who did you pick on that one, E?
I picked the Texans. We all did.
Yeah.
Except for Isaac.
Oh, you mm-hmm. went Ravens route.
See, I knew the Ravens were going to win, as most people did. And obviously, you guys, like, people are going like, oh, I want the underdog story. I want the Texans to pull through. I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, I'll pick the Ravens. Like, I know they're going to win. That's kind of just like, obviously, you never know anything for certain in football, but there are some things you can kind of just assume that are going to pan out. And I really, honestly, a part of me was really hoping the Texans were going to win because just seeing CJ Stroud, we've seen the Ravens in the playoffs, we've seen them in championships before. Seeing the Texans make it far would be just, and they already did. They already made it farther than I would have, if you told me at the start of the year that the Texans were going to make it to the divisional round, I wouldn't believe you. Like that, honestly, it just goes to show with how well CJ Stroud, and he even played really well this game, like 175 yards. Like he played really well considering this was the Ravens and the Ravens defense. And
well, yeah, they only scored 10 points. Like they really needed to kick it up. And Lamar,
there wasn't much he could do. Like the only
Lamar
touchdown
as a quarterback wasn't like amazing. He only had 152 yards throwing, but he had he did what he needed to because again, we've talked so many times, Lamar as the complete athlete and as an elite athlete.
Yes.
You have to contain him and you have to shut him down if you think that you're going to win a game. He had 2 throwing touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Like, that's mm-hmm. huge. Like, E, how are you supposed to stop Lamar Jackson?
First, I agree with Isaac and I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, that most people don't have any idea
yeah,
on what you're supposed to do with Lamar Jackson, and that's why he may very well win MVP this year at the level that he is playing. Packers and 49ers. We're just going to break these games down.
One by one,
All I got to say is I'm just really happy that the Packers are out of the playoffs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Packers are like the team that's against us.
Yeah. I mean, Grandpa was going for the Packers, but I'm glad the 49ers pulled this one off. It got pretty tight, though. I was expecting the 49ers to definitely have this game a little bit more in the bag. Yeah. And the Packers really hung around there. I have to say, as much as I'm not a Packers fan, just looking as from a football fan perspective, having such a young team, what are they, the youngest team in the NFL? Like, mm-hmm. And what they were able to do to get to this point, Jordan Love played really well these last even several weeks. I like how they turned their season around. They got to this point. They played really well, and they actually had an opportunity, and they had a chance to win this game, and they could have. And just things happen. Obviously, the 49ers, you know, squeaked through on that one, but it was a close game, and I was sitting there like, oh, man, like the Packers could actually do this. I'm glad that they didn't, but they almost won.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
It would have been really crazy, and like you said, like obviously we live here in Chicago, so we're not that, we kind of have this just hereditary thing against the Packers. But Jordan Love, I honestly do like him as a player a lot. He's played just really well. He's obviously under Matt LaFleur been able to take in all that knowledge and is actually playing at a decent level. Like he's got 194 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Like he played a decent game. Obviously, I had a feeling the 49ers were going to come out of top. I was hoping they were going to, because honestly, I would love to see the 49ers just win the Super Bowl. If we could have a 49ers Super Bowl victory, like that would.
I'm fighting you on that one, man.
You're still well.
I mean, I'm torn on that. But
I think that's the most feasible thing. Like
it is the most feasible. But I'm torn on that, and we'll get to that. But
We are going to get to that. Yes,
I'm going to headbutt you on that one. But I wouldn't mind it. Go ahead, E.
How about we fast forward to the Bills Chiefs game?
Well, yeah, we're getting there. But okay, sure. We'll go Bills Chiefs. Bills won.
No.
Yeah.
Bummer. Okay, so anyway, they're still going there. Okay, so Ethan, Bills and Chiefs. I was going for the Bills. I wanted the Bills. I'm just going to be honest. I love watching high-level football. I love watching these last several years and what the Chiefs have been able to do, watching Patrick Mahomes, watching Andy Reid and Kelsey and just all of these guys. I have to tell you right now, 6 years, what is this, their sixth year going into the championship game, I am sick of the Chiefs. I cannot wait for them to get knocked out. I cannot wait for Patrick Mahomes at some point in his career to start losing. Losing creates character. And at this point, he is a spoiled quarterback that just keeps winning. And don't get me on my soapbox. I know you can. A lot of people that are not going to agree with me here. And I can keep going. I'm not going to keep going because there's just an aspect of the times that he has lost some key games, even recently, and really just whined about it rather than taking responsibility and learning from a loss. Penalties, I've been seeing more and more penalties from him whining and getting up and complaining. Like, I feel like there's an elite player aspect that he has, but then there's this attitude that I'm not a big fan of what I'm seeing from Patrick Mahomes. And then I'm just kind of like, all right, the Chiefs just need to move on. And if I hear one more, like, I'm watching football. I don't care about Taylor Swift. I said it. Like, I mean, come on. Like, we're watching football. Like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Honestly, I'm a little bit, I don't know. I don't 100% mind it. Like, for me, it's kind of just like,
Swiftie.
I'm not a full Swiftie, but I don't really mind it that much because it's just on the screen for like 2 seconds every time. Travis Kelce in particular scores a touchdown. So I'm kind of just like, I know they're trying to just like completely just milk this thing of just this relationship that's going on, and honestly, I'm fine with that. But as far as the Chiefs go and the Bills, I know the Bills got knocked out, and I know I'm like you're sad about that. But think about it: if the Bills made it to the Super Bowl and they lost it, I think you would lose it.
that would be worse for sure.
Yes,
childhood trauma.
Yeah,
I'm glad the Bills are out now, because I'm going to tell you this: if the Bills did squeak through and win, they would not be making it to the Super Bowl. Even if they somehow got to there, they would not be winning. There was way too many injuries that were happening these last couple games. Too many injuries that even happened in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, it's the teams that are healthy that are going to be going far and winning. And there was just too many key players and too many injuries that are, you can't play as a complete team. Josh Allen cannot. They keep getting into this position, and it's all relying on Josh. He does a great job putting the team on his back, but you can't really sustain and win big football games that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the Bills and Chiefs. E, go.
The Patrick Mahomes, I think they should do penalties for when he's actually, when he's whining. They should do penalties for the Chiefs.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can get behind that. Yeah.
So who did you pick in this game?
Bills.
Bills didn't. Yeah, we're still, obviously Bills didn't win. So
yeah.
What else did you want to say about the Bills and the Chiefs?
The Bills, Josh Allen, he ran for the touchdown. He got it. That was one of their winning touchdowns, but they didn't.
Yeah, Josh got two touchdowns, right? Yeah. Two running touchdowns and a throwing touchdown. Again, he did a really, really good job. But you have to say, I mean, the Chiefs did really outplay them. It came down to, it was a close game. And that's what I want in these kind of games. When you get to these playoffs, I don't want these blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
Several of these games have been this way. 27-24, it came down to it. Bills had an opportunity to tie it, right? They kicked the field goal and
missed.
Like, what? And I know we can all say, like, oh, it's the kicker, right? But there was too many opportunities that you had. I to be honest, people that say, like, oh, if the kicker would have made the kick, the Bills would have been tying the game, the game would be different, maybe they would have won. I put that on Josh Allen even prior. I mean,
putting
again,
him
you
in
win,
that situation,
you win,
yeah,
and you lose as a team. So it's the whole team. But there were that drive where they missed the field goal. To me, there were several plays that there were receivers open. There was one play that Josh threw the ball in the end zone, missed his receiver, but he could have taken the check down. Actually, Diggs was open where they could have gotten the first down. So there was just some poor decisions at the end of the game. And throughout the game, there were just different mistakes. I mean, here Diggs complains that he wants the ball more or he wants to make these big plays. There was an opportunity for a huge play for him. The ball went through his hands. Both hands were on the ball, and he missed it. Like, those are key moments. Those are the teams that are winning, that are making those big plays and completing those big plays, right,
E? And also the Bills. The guy, he threw the ball, barely missed the guy in the end zone. It just hit his feet.
I know.
And bounced off.
I know. Mm-hmm. Like, wah, wah, wah.
Okay. If he would have made that, they probably would get a touchdown and win.
Yeah. I mean, they could have. So the Chiefs, what? They got their spears out and
another graphic story.
Skewered the Buffalo. Okay. Yeah. So
one time the Chiefs, here's a story. One time some people went out and they had arrowheads. A bunch of them, and they were hunting for buffaloes, and the buffaloes were eating a bunch of grass, and they didn't notice, so the Chiefs got the buffaloes with their arrowheads. They threw the arrowheads.
Poor buffaloes. Okay, Buccaneers and Lions. Did the Buccaneers pull out their swords and slash the Lions, or did the Lions eat the Buccaneers? What happened on this one?
Okay, we're doing
this. The Lions ate the Buccaneers.
Family-friendly football
family
here.
Family, yes.
The Lions ate the Buccaneers. Oh, boy. This game out of all of them went the way that I was expecting it to go. Like, it still was a close game. Like, the Buccaneers fought. The Buccaneers had a good time.
Which I like.
Kind of tagging along there. But I think that this one really showed where the Buccaneers were like, why were the Buccaneers there? Like, there were some moments that leading up where they deserved to be in the playoffs, but then we were like, how are they in the playoffs? Last week, they played at a really high level. And this week, there was definitely glimpses of, yeah, you're not at that same caliber.
You're the NFC South
that everybody is playing at. Even if you somehow squeaked through this game, like, you were not. The other teams are drastically better. The Lions really did play, struggled a little bit, but really showed the caliber and the level that they are. They're a complete team, and I think they're doing a great job. That being said, I mean, Baker Mayfield, though, 350 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, he still, but he had 2 interceptions, made some mistakes.
Yeah.
But I'm really liking what, I think there's a lot of potential for Baker Mayfield. He should be proud. The coach should be proud. The team should be proud where they got to. But I'm expected that to kind of end. I don't want to say like I'm happy for them. I'm really happy for Detroit. Detroit Same. All the way at this point for me. I think that they are playing some really good football that has not happened in, like, I don't even know, what has it been, 70 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, this is just crazy. The fact that they've won 2 playoff games now, going into a championship game, who knows the last time that even happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is really good for the city of Detroit. I think it's great for our division as well. I mean, here we had 2 teams from our division, you know, in the playoffs, the Packers and the Lions. I think this is really good. I'm riding with the Lions right now to the end. I think that the 49ers, Baltimore, you know, the Ravens and the Lions can all win the Super Bowl for sure. That can happen.
Yes.
I know the Chiefs, all 4 teams can win the Super Bowl. Sure. But I just,
there are 3 that we'd be okay
really
with.
Like, hope that the Lions win. What do you think, E?
I think the Lions could win the Super Bowl. They would probably win the Super Bowl.
All right, we're hoping for it.
And also, something that's not even in the playoffs. And something about Isaac.
Uh-oh.
And a question.
All right, go for it.
All 3.
Not the Lions. False alarm, the Giants. I wanted them to be in the playoffs. I wanted them to win the Super Bowl. And now here comes the question. Have the Giants won a Super Bowl at all?
The Giants have won a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. Eli Manning. Yeah, the Giants have won several times. So.
And now Isaac.
What about me?
All right. So there's a video in... When you were younger, you loved the Giants, right?
I did. I still have a soft spot for the Giants.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, you guys are Giants fans here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
I think I'm more of a Giants fan than you.
Probably, yeah.
You're more of a Giants fan than Isaac is?
Yeah. My whole life I've been depending on the Giants.
Your whole life? Your whole 6 years?
Yeah.
Depending on the Giants?
I've only been depending on the Giants to win another Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, you know, maybe that can happen. Okay, as we wrap this up, great job, E. As we wrap this up, let's look really quick at next week. Nice job, Isaac, winning the most picks this week.
Yes.
Nice job picking that and doing that. It would have been nice to see 4 for 4, but, you know.
But we didn't.
We'll take
Tabby out of 4. We didn't talk about Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay, go for it really quick.
Well... So as I said last time, we have Miss Amy in now.
Yep.
And this time Miss Amy got lucky. She got every single one.
Wow, okay.
Every single one?
Yeah. If the Bills would win, she would only get 3 and Isaac would get all 4.
Oh, so Isaac, I thought Isaac, so Miss Amy got all of them right.
Yeah.
Whoa, nice cool. job, Miss Amy.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe someday we can call Miss Amy.
Yeah, I got to get her, I got to jump on her picks next time.
Yeah.
She's rolling on that one. Okay, all right.
And also, wow, sorry, Grandma. Grandma only got one.
Was that the Chiefs?
No.
Really? Okay.
Grandma went for Bills. It was only Lions.
Sorry, Grandma. Okay. Well, nice job, E. Good job. Good job explaining all that. Okay. As we wrap up here, E.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Ravens. That's what's going to be the first game. Chiefs, Ravens. Who's winning?
Ravens.
How are they going to win? They're flying in.
Flying in, grab the arrowheads out of the guy's hand. Throw the arrowheads, and maybe it'll hit like a lion or something. And then they're gonna bring the chief guys up to their nest.
Whoa, okay.
That's a picture. Okay. Awesome.
Ravens all the way. All right, I'm going for the Ravens here. Please, just at this point, you have one job: knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs. That's all I ask for here.
Yeah, honestly, I'm riding with the Ravens as well. I'm not a huge, like, honestly at this point, yeah, maybe I'll go for the Chiefs, but the thing is, I'm not a huge fan of either of these franchises, or these teams right now, but like I like the Ravens more than I like the Chiefs. Like you said, I've seen the Chiefs so much. I think they're a little overrated right now, and I'm just kind of sick of hearing I've been sick of hearing them. Like, I was sick by the fourth year, so now I'm just like, yeah, okay, we're good.
Actually, no Ravens.
Oh,
I'd rather see the Chiefs versus Lions, and I rather see the Chiefs versus Lions instead of the Ravens versus Lions.
You know what? You may be onto something there, E. That I think that the Lions would have an easier chance winning against the Chiefs if the Chiefs could squeak by and win against the Ravens. Get back to the Super Bowl, and then the Lions take them out there. That would be pretty epic. Okay, so obviously 49ers and Lions. We're going for the Lions, right? The Lions are going to maul the 49ers. No, you're going for 49ers. See, we're butting heads here. We're two Rams now. We're about to put our heads down.
Okay, you're doing pictures.
Isaac, we're about to ram you out of the world.
I don't know. I think I really love both these franchises, and like I really want to see both of them go.
I know you.
It's so hard.
I wouldn't be disappointed either way.
Yes, same here.
I am fine with the Lions or the 49ers winning the Super Bowl. I just, at this point, of all the things I said before, I would really hope that
I'm going to ride with the Lions.
Can go. This is my biggest game that I'm conflicted about because I really want the Lions to go for all of the other reasons. But Brock Purdy, out of all these quarterbacks, they're all first round draft picks, number one draft picks, and he's like all the way down at the bottom there, last guy that got picked, and look where he's at, and he's been a leader, and he's leading his team. I would love for him to win one, but the 49ers have won multiple times,
and
go Lions.
The other thing is, with the San Francisco, the team as of right now, Brock Purdy is a young quarterback. He has a bright future ahead of him. Jared Goff has been around for a minute, and at this point, I think this might be, if not his last chance, to win a Super Bowl.
What, you saying he's old?
No, I'm not saying he's old, but he's been around longer than Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
so.
He has, for sure.
And so I think at this point, I would just rather see him win a Super Bowl. Maybe next year we can see the 49ers win. I think that would be a good compromise.
All right, well, cool. We'll see.
And also, the Lions... I would love to see Lions versus Chiefs.
All right.
Lions versus Ravens. Ravens are totally gonna win that.
I think you're onto something there, bud. So we're definitely gonna see what's gonna happen.
Yes,
so all right,
we're
gonna talk next week and see who won these games and who's gonna be in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like us, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, and just connect with us on social media. Send us an email anytime.
Yeah.
And TaborGridiron@gmail.com.
And yep, there you go, bud. And we will talk next week. E, we'll see what our picks are.
Also,
and we'll connect.
Yeah, and also, like, the Lions might, if the Ravens do win, the Lions might jump up.
Oh boy. We'll see what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk next week.